You're listening to SBS News.
A little over 6 months ago, Sydney was emerging from lockdown. Now it's back in business. But while restrictions have largely gone, COVID hasn't, and nor have the associated deaths. A graph of a seven-day rolling average of COVID-related deaths in Australia per million people shows a spike coinciding with the Victorian lockdowns, another during the Delta outbreak, and a peak after Omicron emerged. In fact, total COVID deaths have more than doubled since the end of January, and yet life is largely back to normal. And some experts are concerned about what will happen if this continues. Professor Nancy Baxter is an epidemiologist.
You know, we'll just have a higher burden than we need to in the population in terms of the number of people sick, the number of people in hospital, the number of people who are dying, and importantly, the number of people who are disabled because of this.
Others, like the Australian National University's Professor Peter Collignon, says restrictive measures are virtually redundant.
But in any case, this virus isn't going to go away. So all those restrictions just delay the inevitable, but don't stop it. So once you've got a very vaccinated population, then having a lot of restrictions is probably not going to make a lot of difference.
And while the spotlight has been firmly on COVID infections, there are other factors that authorities need to contend with. There are also concerns about lingering pressures on the health system, not only as a result of the ongoing burden of COVID, but also the consequences of many other conditions that have gone undiagnosed or untreated over the past 2 years. Dr. Chris Moy is the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association.
Okay, so the AMA's made very clear what we need. We need to work up both ends. So we do need a post-disaster recovery plan, essentially, for things like catching up with this essential surgery and delayed diagnosis and care. We also need to build capacity for the health system into the future, because it looks as though we may be dealing with everything else in health, as well as the flu, as well as COVID on top of this as a new layer, including managing long COVID. And also, we really do need to equip general practice properly.
Meanwhile, some mental health professionals, like Professor Marie Thiessen from the University of Sydney, say we've grown tired of fear and become more blasé about the impact of the pandemic.
For me, the sort of tolerance to the death rates feels like a canary in the mine. It's a canary in the mine to our reduced social cohesion and social connection.
But Professor Collignon says the situation overall appears to be looking up.
But it's still much better than a year and a half ago before vaccines. For every 100 cases we had 2 deaths. Now we still do see deaths, but it's about for every 4,000 cases we see 1 death.
Alan Lee, SBS News.